You may have seen Troy Becker's art in the forum or on posters advertising for Free Comic Book Day. Now the Fargo Man has his own Paradox Comics and Cards store variant cover for the comic Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob. Troy, thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before I start with questions about your work, did you know there's a Riverdale, North Dakota, northwest of Bismarck?
No, I did not know that. I have never been there.
Me either. I don't know if they have Pop's Chocolate Shop or anything like that, but they should have a party when this issue comes out.
Yeah, they should.
So before I start with questions about this cover for that comic, did your love for art begin at a young age? How did you start?
Yeah, it started really with comic books. It was really kind of the earliest form of art that I sort of gravitated towards. And I grew up in a small town and seeing Archie or Marvel Comics on, you know, the stand at the grocery store was what really drew me in. And I became a lifelong fan from a young age.
You've also had your work shown at local museums. So what may people have seen of your work there?
Well, I do screen printing in my free time. And I usually do the Midwestern show at the Rourke, which is going on right now. I have works at the Plains Gala, usually every spring. I've done stuff at the Spirit Room. It just depends what's kind of going on during the year.
So what piques your interest? What do you draw about? Or do you also paint or sculpt or anything like that?
I do a little bit of painting. That's kind of something I kind of do personally too. I don't really display a lot of them, but I really kind of get a lot of my work does draw inspiration from comic books. You can see kind of those bold colors and things like that. I also am drawn to nature. You'll see a lot of birds in my work. It's just, I think, something I've also been drawn to, given I kind of grew up in a rural community.
I've actually met you during Free Comic Book Day at Paradox Comics and Cards in Fargo. You've done several posters for that event. My favorite is Joker putting Robin in the wood chipper from the movie Fargo with a sad bat mite looking on. So does does Rich Early, the owner of that store, tell you what to draw for those posters, or does the idea come from yourself?
He really gives me the opportunity to kind of go with whatever pops in my head. It's fun to try to keep things local. You know, we did one with the Fargo Theater sign, and then the wood chipper just kind of came to mind, and I thought you know, including the Joker with that would be a fun idea. It was you know, maybe made some of the younger kids take a second look, but for the most part we had pretty good feedback on that one.
So I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, so I was excited to see he wrote the comic Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob, and the kids from Riverdale meet the characters from Smith's films like Clerks and Mallrats, also known as the View Askewniverse. Then I was floored with excitement to see you did a Paradox exclusive cover for the book, which shows Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jay and Silent Bob on top of the Quick Stop convenience store playing hockey, and you can see a Paradox billboard. Were you contacted by Rich to do this cover, and once again, did you just come up with this idea yourself, or was this a collaboration between you and Rich?
Yeah, I was contacted by Rich again. It was an opportunity that Paradox had to do this cover. My first idea that I completely sketched out and actually completed was a Mallrats parody poster. And it was at first approved by Archie and Kevin Smith, but it turned out that one of Kevin Smith's personal comic shops was already doing one. So we went back to the drawing board. And I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith movies as well. So I just thought, including, hockey that was in Clerks, and then hockey obviously has deep roots here, so it seemed like a good fit, and it was approved.
So Kevin Smith actually looked at your work and said, "That's pretty good. Let's put it on a comic book." How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's sort of surreal. I never thought it would be a project I'd get a chance at, but it's a lot of fun, and I can't wait to actually, see the finished product.
Me as well. You can get Troy Becker's cover for Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob only at Paradox Comics and Cards for $19.99. I was hoping it would cost a little less so the clerk could tell me 15 bucks, little man, when I showed up at the register. The book comes out July 9th, but you can pre-order it now by contacting Rich's team of comic experts at the shop. Troy, thanks for joining me to talk about your work and your book that's coming out on July 9th.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot.